Kansas Wheat Commission held its first ever virtual trade team on June 10th with customers from Brazil. These customers had the opportunity to learn more about the current wheat crop, growing conditions, and updates about how harvest is progressing. The event was moderated by Aaron Harries, VP of Research and Operations for Kansas Wheat, and held in cooperation with U.S. Wheat Associates, the industry's export market development organization, and the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. According to Justin Gilpin, CEO of Kansas Wheat, one of our priorities has always been trying to communicate directly with buyers and have them stand in a wheat field with our farmers and see the crop. This was an opportunity to bring a farmer and a wheat field to them virtually. Each year, about half of the Kansas wheat crop is exported, and Brazil has become a very important customer. In marketing year 2019-20, Brazil purchased 547,000 metric tons of U.S. wheat, more than double the previous marketing year, with hard red winter making up 82% of those purchases. Brazil was the sixth largest export market for U.S. hard red winter wheat during the most recent marketing year. During the virtual trade team meeting, Brazilian customers had the opportunity to hear from experts in the U.S. wheat marketing chain. Kansas State University's wheat extension specialist, Romulo Lolado, a native of Brazil himself, provided a preview of the 2020 Kansas hard red winter wheat crop. He gave this overview in Portuguese, allowing the customers to hear about the crop in their native language. Mike Schulte, executive director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, provided an update on the Oklahoma wheat crop. He said the quality of the Oklahoma crop is excellent this year. Gilpin gave an outlook of Kansas production, providing a snapshot of the current time, which was very early in harvest. He told the participants, "All of you are leaders within your industry, and we want to be considered a partner and try to help you be successful in what you're doing and trying to provide you with the right kind of wheat when it's available for you." Kansas wheat farmer Martin Kirschen from Garden Plain gave a live report from a Kansas wheat field. He said, "We wish you guys could come up here and see how good this crop is going to look. We want to trade with you, knock down the trade barriers, and let's just all get along and have a good time doing it." Miguel Galdos, regional director at the U.S. Wheat Associates office in Santiago, Chile, said, "Thank you very much for setting up this conference." He said, "I think that all the participants have received excellent information, and I want to thank again the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, and also to Abatrigo for all their support and help for sending out invitations to all the millers in the Brazilian market." For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.